Sincere.
Sincere affirmations bring physical results. Sincere affirmations bring physical results. If we want physical results from our affirmations, we must make sure that our affirmations are sincere. And when our affirmations are sincere, then we can be sure that the results we're going to get are absolutely wonderful. What does it mean to say sincere affirmations? So many times we are like a little child says, I want a dog, I want a dog, I want a dog. And he doesn't really want a dog. He doesn't know what wanting a dog means, but he wants a dog. And so he wants a dog. He wants a dog, he wants a dog, he wants a dog. And as he says he wants this dog, he's putting that cause in motion. I want this dog. Now, it's not a sincere affirmation, but it is an innocent affirmation. And an innocent affirmation, you might say, is a very sincere affirmation. Because an innocent affirmation is one that we just know in our heart. The little boy knows he has a dog in his heart. He knows that dog is a wonderful dog. He knows that dog is a fun dog. He knows that dog is a good dog. He doesn't know anything about the dog. He may never have seen that particular dog. He may never have realized it. But affirmations, sincere affirmations, bring physical results. Now, we have a cat. And it's a nice cat. And it's a cat we call Jeannie. And she is a most interesting cat. She does whatever she wants to do, whenever she wants to do it, however she wants to do it. Now, Ellen came over here with a bed for Little Love to be in while she's not here. And she wants Little Love to be comfortable. And so she put the bed down in the window where the sun is. Well, I took the towel that was in the bed and I stretched it across the top of the bed and made a little tent out of the bed. And the bed had a little opening in it where you could crawl in if you wanted to. And Little Love didn't choose to do that. Little Love, our little mini pin, he just chose to sit on my lap. But Jeannie, she was walking around investigating everything new, and she found that opening in the doggy basket, and she says, this looks most interesting. And so she affirmed to herself, this is my house, this is my world, this everything belongs to me, so I'm going to go in this place. And she crawled in, and little by little, she stretched around, and little by little she brought her tail in, and she just sort of turned around two or three times and settled down and said, this is a nice hole for me. This is a nice little house for me, just for me. I am going to use it as often as I can. Now, we had put this out for her before, and she did not take it. It's Little Love's house, but we put it out for her because it was over here. And she didn't take it, but when we put it in the right place, when we put it in the sun so it's nice and cozy, when we made a roof over it so that she could crawl inside if she wanted to, then everything was just magnificent. Everything was just perfect. I often thought, if I were to take the doggy bed and turn it upside down and put it on top of a blanket or something like that, she could crawl inside and she'd have her real house. Her real house that wouldn't slide down on her because the towel has a tendency to do that. But she'd have her real house. Now, that belongs to Little Love. But what does Little Love do? He makes himself happy wherever he is. And Jeannie, she certainly makes herself happy wherever she is. Now, are they making sincere affirmations? They are certainly making sincere affirmations. And they're getting physical results. little Love is saying, I like sitting on your lap. And so he settles down and he lets out a sigh and he says, this is heaven, this is paradise. He is making a very sincere affirmation to me, to the world, that this is a very lovely place to be. He makes a sincere affirmation of saying, I like it here, by how he acts, how he thinks, how he responds to where he is. And Jeannie, she certainly is making a sincere affirmation about where she is. Ellen comes into the house, into the hermitage, and says, Jeannie! And she doesn't say food, she doesn't say anything, but immediately, wherever Jeannie is, outside or inside, she hears Ellen's voice. She senses Ellen's presence. She knows that when Ellen comes, she's going to be treated royally. She's going to be given extra food. She's going to be given extra attention. Now, is Jeannie treating a sincere affirmation? Is she making a sincere, oh yes. Her affirmation is, whenever Ellen comes in, she appears. Whenever Ellen comes around and calls Jeannie, Jeannie is instantly there. Her affirmation is, my presence tells you that I have spoken my word for this food. I have spoken my word for this attention. I've spoken my word, and I respond. When someone says, hey, here it is, I am there. I don't hold back like I used to when I was learning the ropes, when I was learning what affirmations were all about. But now I leap in there immediately, especially when Ellen is there, because she is such a nice lady. She gives me all sorts of good things. She goes to the refrigerator. She goes to the cabinet. She goes everywhere. Now, you and I, we have the ability to make sincere affirmations and bring about physical results too. We have the affirmation of, I am an ideal driver. And when I make the affirmation, I am an ideal driver, then I respond accordingly. I drive with precision. I drive with decision. I drive carefully, not so carefully. I just drive knowing what I'm doing, and everyone else knows what I'm doing. I drive lovingly, gently, perfectly. I am the ideal chauffeur. Now, when I don't say I'm the ideal chauffeur, when I just drive helter-skelter, I just drive forgetting that I am the ideal chauffeur, then sometimes I bring myself experiences that I don't want to have. I think I don't, that is. And as I do this, I am making insincere affirmations. But the moment I make the sincere affirmation, I am the ideal chauffeur, I act in every way as an ideal chauffeur. I am thoughtful, I am attentive, I am responsive, I know what my rules are for driving in an ideal way. I know all that thing, all those things, every one of these things that makes for an ideal driver, an ideal chauffeur, an ideal person behind the wheel of a car. Now, am I an ideal husband? Am I an ideal wife? Am I an ideal child? Am I an ideal person in my employment? Am I an ideal being in this world? Am I an ideal man? Am I an ideal woman? Am I ideal? Well, every time I say the sincere affirmation, I am the ideal man, then every thought that comes to my mind that defines man to me is what I am. Every thought that comes into my thinking that tells me what an ideal man is, when I say I'm an ideal man, I am that. Loving, unconditionally loving, gently caring, sincere in every way. Yes, that's who I am. That's who you are. That's who we are. We are the ideal of whatever it is we say we are the ideal. I am the ideal chess player. I am the ideal builder. I am the ideal human being. I am the ideal divine being. You see, whenever we make statements of that nature, we are putting a cause in motion that is quite demanding, quite positive, quite wonderful. And the cause that we're putting in motion is bringing about things in our life that are most remarkable. Sincere affirmations bring physical results. Just as the cat and the dog and the child and you and I make sincere affirmations by word, by thought, by deed, we get results. I want a clean house, so I go about cleaning it, and I make sure it's clean. And I want a clean house. I want the corners dusted. I want behind things dusted. I want everything picked up. I want a wax job on my furniture. I want beautifully done, wonderfully done. And as I do this, then everyone in my world who sees me do this, everyone in my world who sees my sincere affirmation bringing about physical results that are desirable to me, they will do likewise when they are in my world. Everyone who comes to my house wants to help me keep my house orderly. Everyone who comes to my house wants to be considerate and joyful and kind and loving. Everyone who comes to my house, who lives in my world, in my sincere affirmations, wants to replicate and duplicate those affirmations in every beautiful way. And it works, because sincere affirmations do bring physical results, and they bring them because I expect them, I enjoy them, and I realize they are what I am. You too can have all of the physical results you want if you choose to put that affirmation in motion in the most beautiful, wonderful, desirable way. And if you desire that for yourself, remember, you live it. When you're sincere, you live what you're sincere about. I'm a sincere father, then I am an ideal father. I am a sincere mother, I'm an ideal mother. If I'm a sincere person in any area, I put those affirmations in motion for me in that area, and my life is wonderful, fantastic, glorious in every beautiful way. Know that I love you, and I enjoy having you in my world. Have a lovely day. I love you.